Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. This is Elder James Crump, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Let's take a look at Psalm 145, and we're going to look at verse 18 and 19. That's Psalm 145, verse 18 and 19. And it reads, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them." Dear Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you for being God in our lives. We bless you and we honor you for strength. We bless you and we honor you for your grace and your mercy. We bless you and we honor you and we thank you, oh God, for being God in our lives. God, we thank you for being the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega. God, we thank you for every time you've been our healer, you've been our sustainer, oh God. You've been our peace that passes all understanding, that's guarded our hearts and our minds, oh God, in times when we should have went crazy, in times where we should have lost our minds, in times where we should have snapped. Oh God, you are our keeper, you are our peace. And for that, God, we thank you. And we give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we lift your name up today. We lift your name up today because your name is great and greatly to be praised. I called on the Lord and he heard me and delivered me out of all my fears. God, we thank you for being our provider. When you say no good thing would you withhold from them that love you. God, we give you praise. We magnify you for your strength in our lives. God, we thank you for being strong against our enemies. We thank you for being strong against those that would do us harm. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 God, we bless you. God, we magnify you. God, we extol you. We lift your name high. We bless you, Jesus Christ, because there's none like you, God, in all the earth. There's no God like our God. There's no king like our king. There's no savior like our savior. But you are the one true and living God. And for that, we bless you. You're the king, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, our Father. You are he who was and is to come. God, we bless you and we magnify you. God, we pray that as we magnify you, you would inhabit our praise. That you would be present in our atmosphere, that you would be present in our lives, in every situation that we face, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we bless your name, because there's no other name under heaven whereby men may be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. God, it is you, in you that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. The Bible says that we are complete in you. So, God, I pray today that you will complete us, oh God. Take inventory on our lives. See what we lack, oh God, and then supplement according to your mercy and according to your grace. Father, I pray and I ask for your mercy. Because your mercies are, first, I thank you because your mercies are renewed with each new day. God, I pray that your mercy will prevail. That your mercy would triumph over judgment, that you would see us and be moved with compassion to have mercy on us. God, forgive us for all sins that we've committed, knowingly and unknowingly, in knowledge and in ignorance, oh God. Forgive us for our lust, oh God, for our adultery in our hearts, oh God, for our sin and anger, oh God. God, forgive us for not having faith. Because you said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I pray that you would wash us in your blood, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O God, that you would purge us with hyssop that we may be clean and wash us so that we are whiter than snow. God, I pray that your mercy would prevail, O God. That your mercy would prevail. That as far as the east is from the west, so far would you remove our transgressions from us. God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will restore unto us the joy of your salvation, that you will clothe us with your righteousness, O God, because our righteousness is as filthy rags. Our righteousness is not enough. Our righteousness is dirty and filthy and tainted with our carnality. But God, we pray that you would clothe us with your righteousness, that there will be an exchange of garments, that you will take our garments that are filthy and stained with sin and replace them, O God, with the garments, O God, that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, we bless you for your blood, O God, because without the blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So, God, we thank you for the blood today. We thank you for the blood of Christ that has power, O God, to redeem. We thank you for the blood of Christ that was used to purchase our lives from death and destruction. Oh, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Christ, O God. Because that blood that was shed for us, that was sprinkled on the mercy seat in heaven, O God, that now serves as a perpetual reminder that our sins have been forgiven, O God, and that death has been accomplished because the wages of sin is death. And death has been accomplished on our behalf in the body of Christ Jesus. And because of that, we have access to you, God. We thank you for the access to your presence. We thank you for the access to your throne. We thank you for the access to your power, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray today that you give us access to your power, access to your favor, O God. We decree that favor would go before us, O God, and make the way straight. God, those things that we've been trying to accomplish that have seemed difficult and taxing, O God, God, we pray that your favor would make those things easy. God, we pray, we pray, we pray, we decree that crooked places will be made straight and high places will be brought down low. O God, on our behalf, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we decree and declare, O God, that opportunities would open up and that jobs would open up and that opportunities and doors that were once closed in our face would now reopen in our favor, O God. For the Bible says that promotion doesn't come from the east, the west, or the south, but it comes from the Lord. So, God, we pray that you would be Lord over our circumstances, Lord over our opportunities, O God, and that you would open doors that no man can shut, and you would also shut doors that no man can reopen. God, we pray that as you close doors to our past, as you close doors to our pain, that you close the doors, O God, to our weaknesses and to our sicknesses, O God, and our infirmities, O God, that we would never revisit those places in our lives again, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we decree that we are still in the zone and we are ready to move to the next level of the zone. Give us the grace, O God, and the desire to apply the discipline in our lives for the next place. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We decree that health and a healthy body and a healthy mind and a healthy spirit is our lot today. God, we decree and declare that stress is removed from our minds. Oh, God, we decree and declare, oh, God, that the peace of God that passes all understanding now serves as our guard as we move throughout our day. No matter what we see, O God, no matter what we hear, God, surround us in your peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we decree peace. O God, we rebuke stress and anxiety. We decree peace. O God, send the rain and settle the devil's dust, O God. All the dust that's been kicked up in our lives, all the situations and rumors and things that we've heard and things that we've seen, God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, that you will bring an end to it all and give us your peace. God, we thank you for your peace. We give you glory for your peace. God, we thank you. We decree, oh God, that every need is met. For you know what we have need of before we ask. God, you told us not to take thought for our lives, but if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then everything that we need would be added unto us. So, God, we pray that you would see our need and that you would meet our need. God, today we pray, oh God, that you, the God that has a cattle on a thousand hills, would meet our needs, oh God. We decree and declare that there will be no lack in our lives, but there will be, we will have everything that we need, that we will be short on nothing, that we will not lose anything. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we pray that you would give us wisdom and strategy for the next dimension of our lives and the next phase of our lives. God, we decree wisdom. We decree ideas. We decree clarity. God, we pray, oh God, that today as we move, that the clouds will be removed, that we will see things clear that we have not seen clear before. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, touch our minds today. Regulate our minds. God, I pray that you would anoint us in whatever task that we have before us to be efficient, and that everything that we put our hands to would prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. God, everything that we touch today, every assignment work that we touch, every order on our jobs and in our businesses, oh God, everything that we touch would prosper. Every interaction that we have would be fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we decree, oh God, prosperity and fruitfulness in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that everything that we move forward to do, oh God, would increase. Oh God, we pray for increase. God, increase in efficiency. God, increase in the orders that we need to receive. God, we decree increase, oh God, in revelation. Increase, oh God, in experience and encounters with you. We decree increase in the name of Jesus Christ. Increase in ideas, oh God. Increase in employees. Increase in revenue. Increase in the profit. Increase in sales. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we decree increase, oh God, regarding everything that we touch. More clients, more customers, more opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we love you and we bless you. We magnify you, oh God. We glorify you. God, we pray that you will look on our leaders today, on our pastors and our first lady and our executive pastors, oh God. Strengthen them in the faith, oh God. When the devil has been attacking them, oh God, we pray that you would now be their defense, that you would be their shield and their buckler, and that no weapon formed against them would prosper. God, we pray for our governors and our city officials and our county officials. And God, we pray that you would give them the wisdom to lead us, oh God, so that we can maintain peaceable and quiet lives and be effective in ministry. God, we pray that you would give us wisdom as we navigate the upcoming election. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we love you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to praying with you again tomorrow morning. God bless you.